Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howard Emke. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Howard Emke. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Betancourt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Maynisch reaches second base with a double. Brannan moves to third. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brannan scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop strikes out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brannan for the out. One out. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cobb. Mainisch reaches second base with a double. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a pop-up towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 1 in the game. Betancourt bunts in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 1 in the game. Mannion hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke is 0-for-1 in the game. Emke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Boley moves to second. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jimmy Fox now playing third base. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-2 in the game. McNeely is hit by the pitch. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brannan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Browns. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Maynish hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Schult strikes out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cobb hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Speaker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-1 in the game. Betancourt hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-2 in the game. Mannion hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McNeely hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brannon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French pinch hits for Howard Emke. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. French moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cobb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. French scores. Bishop moves to second. It's 3-1, Browns. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Speaker bunts towards third. Betancourt fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to third. Cobb moves to second. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 3 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue juggles the ball. That's an error on Blue. Bishop scores. Cobb moves to third. Cochran moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Browns. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Schult bunts towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. Manish moves to second. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Guy Sturdy pinch hits for Larry Betancourt. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdy takes first base on ball 4. Manish moves to third. Blue moves to second. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 3 in the game. Mannion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manish scores. Blue scores. Sturdy moves to second. It's 5-2, Browns. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ski Melillo now playing third base. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Joe Boley. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller pinch hits for Eddie Rommel. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.